The Riverside Police Department has long been involved with youth in the community. Now it has created a foundation, the Riverside Police Foundation, to benefit youth organizations in the city. According to the chief of police, it's all about investing into the future of Riverside.
Money you invest up front in a child, in teaching them good habits and taking up their time with positive activities, that's pennies compared to how much somebody who we allow to grow up twisted, how much that person is going to cost us. What we're talking about here is saving people's lives at the retail level, one at a time. But the return on investment is huge.
The foundation, of course, is a nonprofit organization so that people can make tax-deductible contributions. And of course, we hope too that the foundation can serve as a vehicle to inform the community about the great work that the police department does in support of the youth of our community.
The foundation will raise money through community fundraisers to sponsor youth activities that otherwise might not survive. Board members felt that the programs were a tangible asset that had to be preserved in the city.
The idea is to raise money to assist youth in our community, to assist youth in making a connection with the police department, to assist youth in learning and developing in ways that are positive as opposed to negative. We're talking about focusing on young people who might not otherwise have the opportunity to participate.
As part of our goal is to keep pushing and getting those programs even enhanced more and getting more participation of our youth and selling it to the youth, because they have to want to come. We can't force them to come. They have to want to come. And once you start setting up that dynamic of wanting to join something, it becomes a win-win situation.
I don't think it's appropriate for me to, in these times especially, to go back to the city and say, look, I need money to do these very worthwhile programs, but programs that are really outside of our core mission.
Programs affected by the Police Foundation include Teen to Teen, Opportunity with Education, Riverside's Youth Court, El Protector, and the Explorers Program.
We have a lot of needs in our city. One of the primary things that we need is positive role models for young people.
Stay focused on what you're doing out here and focused on what you're doing and not focusing on the next 4 weeks. Okay? I'll keep you on track.
My goal and my vision is to have all of these programs have at least a component of role modeling and mentoring by police personnel.
We need to make this outreach to our youth to keep them busy, keep them occupied, let people know they care, and get them now before they get into a situation where they may become a problem.
Come on, right, come on, left, right, left, right, left, right, foot, place the foot, left, right, left.
But we all got here with some help from somebody. So my expectation is we're going to help somebody else, too.
Getting thrashed. You remember last night?
Sir, yes, sir.
You remember the night before?
Sir, yes, sir.
Hey, now, put those together and combine that. Combine that.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Peace. Driver along this side. Yep. That needs to be cleaned up. Yes, and you need to comb your hair.
Continue.
Under 18 or age, what's another thing that cannot...
We had one parent even explain to us that it's been about 5 years that he's actually hugged this kid, and it was because of this program that he was able to reconnect with his child and feel confident enough and have the support to give his kid a hug.
All the kids in the program, you know, we all started off, you know, like little brats and stuff, and as the weeks have gone by, I can see that everyone's changing and getting more mature.
I want us to be viewed widely as a force for good, not a necessary evil.
Police are reaching out to the community while staying on the beat, making a difference every day. And now we go to Greg, who is studying up on the city's newest education program, Completion Counts.
The city is going back to school, Working in conjunction with school districts, the chambers of commerce, and local universities, the city has partnered with Completion Counts, a pilot multi-year program offered only to a few select cities to encourage students to complete a college education. Soon, a 2 or 4 year college degree will be obtainable for every local student if they have the desire.
The city of Riverside came together with Alvord Unified, Riverside Unified, Riverside City College, the Greater Riverside Chambers of Commerce, UC Riverside, and the Riverside County Office of Education to establish Completion Counts, really to ensure that our students are going and completing a degree. Riverside as a community, it was really important to nurture the talent that we have here to ensure that our students aren't just going to college, but that they're also completing.
If you look at our region or if you look at our city, our most important question is the number of people who have completed some kind of post-secondary work. It is low in Southern California, it is low in Riverside. But the purpose is to increase the numbers to not only go to some kind of post-secondary work, but to complete it.
Completion Counts has two primary goals: to ensure that students enroll in college and to increase college completion rates.
The program needed more than just political incentives. It needed the cooperation of all the educational entities in the city to streamline the process for students. The program has 4 approaches to the problem. 1. Better academic preparation. 2. Better college guidance. 3. Enhanced community commitment. And 4. Guaranteed access to college. The first preparation begins back in school years before graduation.
We've been working with the faculty at the high school. And so students are tested down in the 11th grade. And if there are any deficiencies in English or math or reading, then we try to work with them during the senior year. So when they come to college, they're prepared at the college level. So that's the first big hurdle.
To be more qualified, as an example, we recently changed our graduation requirements. We're requiring a few more credits, but probably more importantly, we now require 3 years of mathematics rather than 2 years of mathematics. Graduation requirements will also continue to rise. Because again, we want our students not only to graduate, but when they graduate, they should have a diploma that means something. We can get everybody to graduate, we just keep reducing the requirements. But that's not our goal. Our goal is actually the opposite direction. We need to both increase the number of students that are graduating and at the same time increase the rigor of their learning that would go along with that.
The second is better guidance. So that's guidance at the high school, but also once they arrive at college.
And if you have a question, you can obviously go to the counselors that they have. And the school has been just a tremendous supporter of this, and they're really pushing for students and the community as a whole to provide a lot of help and resources so that students like myself and others can benefit from that.
The other element is we're trying to increase community commitment to college so that as a community, we see every student as college material, and we encourage them to enroll and then and ensure that they complete.
Without the community piece, this is going to be very difficult. So we have a choice to make as a community. We either want those kind of skilled workers, or we're willing to accept for something less. And I would argue that we need to hold a high standard and say, no, we need the very best because that's who we are.
It's difficult sometimes to find educated talent. We're fortunate in the Riverside area to have 4 centers of higher learning, RCC being one of them. But by having these students graduate and go to college, mm-hmm. come out of college, go on to a 4-year degree or whatever it may be, it was really going to help us with respect to the talent pool and the employee base that we have to draw from in our businesses.
That needs to be part of our collective community culture, that we expect all students, all of our citizens, to be completers of post-secondary training.
And lastly, we're ensuring that students have access to college. We know that access is one of the key elements that sometimes reduces students' ability to continue. So students can go to college and they can enroll at Riverside City College and have guaranteed 2 years with priority registration and the set courses that they need in order to transfer or complete an associate's degree within 2 years.
Students who are graduating this semester will be able to sign a contract to complete RCC in 2 years if they meet certain eligibility criteria and if they stay on the program, meet the requirements.
It allows greater access to priority registration students normally would not be afforded. it's very hard to get math and English courses as an incoming freshman. And this initiative provides that.
The goal of Completion Counts is to have students prepared to enter college, to enter college, and to graduate.
Completion Counts is currently funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's a three-year funding stream. However, our commitment goes much beyond that. Our goals are to 2020, and by 2020, we hope to have a college-going rate of 90%. For 2 years, graduates, we want that to be at 42%, and for those that start at a four-year college or university, we want the completion rate to be at 72%. We're essentially in it for the long haul.
We plan to continue it because this is really good for our community, good for our students, and we're helping more students go on and complete associate degrees and bachelor degrees.
I think people are very optimistic that that will have a positive impact on our students, in terms of our K-12 students, as well as students going to RCC and completing that and being Riverside students, if you will, and again, helping the overall graduation and completion of post-secondary training.
We're confident that Completion Counts, in partnership with the city, the school districts, the Chamber of Commerce, the college, that we can achieve those goals because we're not just looking at one element of students' needs. We're looking at preparation, we're looking at what they need once they get to college, we're looking at access. All of those combined, we feel pretty confident in saying that we'll achieve those goals.
This is just not another program. Success of Riverside in the future will depend on post-secondary completion. That's what Completion Counts is all about.
The program has a website, college311.org, to acquaint students at all levels in what Completion Counts offers.
So Completion Counts created a website called college311.org. On that website, you can find information about financial aid. If you're a middle school student, you can find how to prepare for college. If you're in high school, you can find the steps to college. And if you're in college, you can find really what are some best ways to succeed in your classes. It also has a tool that we call career cruising that helps you identify what your interests match in terms of majors and potential job opportunities. Wherever students choose to go to college, we want to ensure that they're prepared for the coursework that they'll be taking, but we also see this as a pathway and really an opportunity for a better life and a great career.
Completion Counts is reaching out to the community to let them know that a college degree is no longer a faraway dream for the next generation. It's today. And now Sarver looks at how bicycles are transforming Riverside streets and paths for the better.
Biking is fast becoming America's number one activity. It's healthy, fast, and with gas prices the way they are, cheap. Plus, it doesn't burn any fossil fuel. That's why Riverside is working to make this city a bike-friendly town. And what better way to begin than to get the opinion of one of the nation's leading bike community advocates.
Mr. Gandy brings a lot of expansive knowledge throughout the city of Riverside that we've never had before. As he works in Austin and he also works in Long Beach, what he's done for those communities is certainly what he's bringing here to expand the program, give us some new, fresh ideas on how we can increase our bikeability of our city. The future of this program is really important to all of Riversiders and certainly those in the inland region to be able to come to Riverside, to be able to have safe bike lanes, wider, more expansive, and be able to get around through the biking environment and not have to drive your vehicles.
So that's essentially what I'm in Riverside to do, is to take an excellent bike master plan that's in place and look at where the low-hanging fruit is and start moving on it. The good news is the city was well on its way to pursuing that plan when I got here. All I get to do is add to that. We're going to be reconfiguring some of the streets and testing out some safer conditions for cycling and as experiments, testing those and see how, give the community a chance to respond to that. And then on the activity side, our role here is to bring bicycle education into the community, engage as many citizens as we can with the idea that come out and find out what the Public Works Department has been doing, go for a bike ride.
As a consultant, Charlie is able to move within the community in ways that the city might not be able to. He is communicating with cyclists of all types, not only cyclists who ride for fun, but people who do it out of necessity. trying to find out what they want and where the easiest areas of the city would be to implement big projects.
The city of Riverside has developed the political will to move forward on an active living agenda, and this is part of that. They are responding to the cyclists and athletes in this community that are saying, let's make this a very attractive place for those of us carrying on an active, healthy lifestyle, and use that as an economic development tool.
The idea of transforming the city into a place where bicyclists are integrated into the flow of traffic has bike club officials in Riverside lending their full support to the plans.
What Charlie did was he actually was able to leverage grants through the city of Long Beach and got $23 million in grants for bicycling in the city. So that's what Charlie brings here, is that knowledge, that background, to be able to go out and secure that kind of grant funding. Can you imagine what you could do with $20 million of grants in the city of Riverside
for awesome.
Trails and bike advocacy?
From the biking community, it's what took you so long. There's a pent-up demand here to join some of the more progressive cities around the country. The cyclists that live here know how good it is to ride a bike, and they've been frustrated that it's been a well-kept secret. So part of my job is to get out and talk about this and to challenge the community to go get on a bike, dust it off, lose the excuses, and get out and re-experience Riverside by bike.
We want to get more people on bikes. We want it to become a way of life for the city of Riverside, or at least be accepted. There are going to be bicyclists on the road, and that they belong there, and how to treat them when we're driving alongside them.
In general, there's more bicycle awareness in town, which makes it better for riders, because the more cognizant drivers are that we have bike lanes and we have people using the bike lanes and cyclists, it makes it safer for us.
Just like this bike lane right here just totally makes it a lot more safe. You don't feel like you're sharing the road, but you have your own little lane as well.
And I love this. I mean, we've had this tandem in cities, a lot of different cities, and it's a great way to see a city on a bicycle, and especially when it's, you know, it's safe like this and there's places to ride where you know bicycles are welcome and they've created space for bicycles. So I love it. It's great that the city's doing this.
Part of it is painting streets and creating a safe place. The other part is activating people to get out and use them.
Traffic jams will certainly subside. As we ride our bikes more, we have a better quality of air quality. We certainly have a better quality of life. You become healthier when you ride your bikes, and it's also fun. And just to get out and see what we have to offer.
It's just fun, you know? We just have a good time.
And it's stuff we can do together.
Yeah, we have two tandems, so we just love to ride. We've been riding for years together and racing together.
Yeah.
Triathlons, mountain bike, road, you
name it. Keeps us together.
Yeah.
If Riverside follows, which I think it is, what's happening in Portland and Boulder and Long Beach and other cities around the country that have embraced bicycling, it'll be a conversation that will emerge about an alternative to driving a car everywhere. It'll be recognizing that there's a lot of the trips that we take from home that are within a mile or so to go get coffee, to go to the grocery store. And so if we can start imagining using our bikes for those trips, not only do we end up with a healthier community, we end up with people actually knowing each other better and spending money locally.
I just think overall it's great to see the city just embracing a better, healthy alternative and a different way of thinking about the infrastructure and providing a higher quality of living in the community. So I think it's fantastic. Getting out more and enjoying their communities, seeing their neighbors, I think will have a huge impact on the community as a whole.
What I look towards is a day when we're like a Portland, or we're like
Long Beach or like Minneapolis, where you've got a community that is as friendly towards bicyclists as it is towards vehicles.
With the price of gas now, I ride to work in San Bernardino, and I'm saving money. I'm keeping the environment clean. Staying active at our age, that's part of why we ride.
Putting the education out there and putting more people on bikes, we're taking away that fear. And what we're hoping to see is that bicycling will become a way of life, and it'll become common here in Riverside.
The mayor and this city council are leading the way on that. They think it's a good fit. From what I can see, the response to in the community, it is a good fit, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
More and more Riversiders are moving from the passing lane to the bike lane. That means coming up with a whole new philosophy, one without gas fumes and traffic jams. A bicycle community philosophy. Now we go back to Bridget, who is looking at the library's year-long campaign to promote reading. It's story time here at the main library downtown. Story time is where words come from the page and take root into young imaginations. It's also one of the first stops in the library's campaign of reading programs for children throughout the year.
The library offers story time for babies and youth year-long, and during the summer we offer some of our seasonal programs, such as the summer reading program. During our story time programs, our professional library staff reads to youth and their parents for their listening enjoyment.
Well, there's actually two story times. We have one on Wednesdays, which is a family story time, and that's for ages 2 and up. And on Thursdays, today, we have baby story time, and that's from newborns to 2 years old. And it builds a foundation for books and for reading.
With our summer reading program, children are actually encouraged to read on their own. This allows them to work on building their individual literacy skills.
Because we give the children a reading log, and once they get that log, they have to check books out from the library on their reading level, and there's 5 prizes that they can earn, and they have to read 5 or have 5 books read to them for each prize. It goes from June 9th this year until July 28th. And then 2 weeks after that, they have time to actually finish up reading to get their log stamped. So they're earning something, as well as hopefully gaining a love for reading.
We are teaching children that summer reading is fun. Even when they are out of school, reading is something that should be done for pleasure.
The summer reading program was good. It got my son very interested in the library and in books and going to the library regularly and reading different kinds of books. So it was excellent. Yeah, the summertime reading and the story times at the library are absolutely great and pivotal. One of the best parts, I think, that we have about the community that provides something free for our kids that I think is wonderful.
Reading, whether it's summer or all year long, is something that will stay with the child forever. Open the door of Reading for Youth by visiting a library and finding what's right for them.
The babies on the bus say bye, bye, bye. Now it's time to go. Good job, guys! Yay!
On behalf of Greg, Sharva, and myself, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Riverside Today. Okay, KJ, how many pigs? Let's count.
7.
Good job. Are we waiting until it stops? Oh. Stops? Oh.